Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Cliff in Utah, Alex in Mass, Reardon in Hawaii, Paul, Larry, others. We'll get to you. That's going to be it for calls, those five calls, because then I've got to get into what these globalists are trying to do, what their own statements and documents show coming up. But Dr. Rocky will be with us about another 15 minutes or so to take some of your calls. But he was finishing up a story about this AP article about recruitment being at all-time lows. And I've seen articles where they're hiring these illegal aliens now and making them legal if they join the military. So we have a foreign military. But this new one about the aptitude test scoring like between 16 and 30. Folks, I went and took a military aptitude test just to see. And I'm not a very technical person, and I scored pretty high. I don't remember the exact number. But, I mean, literally, folks, literally, that is retarded level, what you just heard. Far below 70 IQ points, which is retarded. And I'm not trying to be mean here, folks. This is showing you what the military is doing. Dr. Rocky, finish up what you were saying.
Direct quote. Federal law allows the military to take up to 20% annually from the lowest category, though officials insist they will not go above the Pentagon's stricter limit. Lieutenant Colonel Mike Jones, Deputy Director of Recruiting for the National Guard, said the military's aptitude test was only a predictor of how a recruit would perform in uniform. He said the dropout rate, those who leave basic training before the end of their three-year enlistment, was actually lower in those scoring at the bottom than it was in those scoring at the top, according to the study of recruits over the past 10 years. Those in the three highest scoring segments had a dropout rate of 50.9%.
So they're saying they want people that are total idiots, and it's to say, have you now? This has even been codified in some major police departments now as the rule. They won't take you if you're over 100 points.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, when I took this test, you know, I was off the scale, but that's beside the point. And then we wonder why we have all these total reports of, you know, prisoner abuse and torture going on all over the place. We wonder why these guys can't implement standard combat tactics and they're getting blown up all over the place. We wonder why they can't use a weapon effectively, and we got all of these, I mean, continuous weapons accidents. We got continuous aircraft crashes. We got continuous vehicle crashes. The casualty rate, i.e. from accidents, has skyrocketed in the military. You'll have a whole combination of effects. First off, you have individuals who can't function effectively and learn, i.e. education, knowledge, or implement skills properly. And then you got all these guys that are damaged physiologically, and they can't function anymore because of all these daily exposures that the Department of Defense refuses to acknowledge and it refuses to provide medical care for. It's flat out wrong.
Well, this is a whole new low, though. We're about to break again and come back with one final longer segment and take calls. Let's try to jam Cliff in here. Cliff in Utah, you're on the air with Dr. Doug Rocky, an American hero in my book. Go ahead, Cliff.
You bet. Kudos to you and Mr. Rocky because you've got a lot of guts and determination to help this country. But I got some information for Dr. Rocky if he doesn't already have it. It's do you know a William S. Kirk, a physical science, sir?
No, sir.
Okay, William S. Kirk did a whole article on depleted uranium in the Bureau of Mines publication, Minerals and Facts. And problems, and I've got it here. Can you write this down real quick? Because it tells everything, it spells everything out completely.
Well, we'll hold you over if need be, but I mean, tell me what he said about it.
Okay, well, William S. Kirk said, you know, about the depleted uranium, it destroys the internal organs. It also has it listed in here of all the different types of rounds it's put in. It also has listed in the references in the back about DARPA, you know, the handbook. Do you have that?
Yeah, I wrote this stuff.
Okay.
Sounds like he took all of our reports and everything and kind of summarized it again. That's excellent. That's flat superb.
What this is, it was written in 1980 in the Bureau of Mines publication.
Jesus, that's a long time before we did anything.
That's exactly right. It also has all the stuff, you know, about the...
Well, I'm sure he's evil, see. He's just trying to undermine us, this evil doctor who worked on the mine specifications for what people could breathe. I'm sure it was an Al-Qaeda plot.
Yeah, right.
Stay there, Cliff. I want to hear this, and I want you to mail it to me, and we'll tell Dr. Rocky how to find it. It's just more confirmation of what, I mean, the Pentagon's own manual said it was deadly back in the 90s, so it's not debatable. But we'll let you finish up when we get back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here, then back from 9 to midnight. My producer had set up, even before NPR had him, the big L.A. Times headline, conservatives also irked by IRS probe of churches. Anti-war sermon brings IRS warning. That's their supposed free speech. Person didn't say who to vote for, just said the war is wrong. Oh, that's political. We're banning that. We are now becoming the Soviet Union. We are now becoming East Germany. But you know what? This DU is much more important than that, folks. And so I told my producer, no, I don't want him on right now. We'll have him on tomorrow. Because we've got to let Dr. Rocky go in a few minutes if we take some more calls. And then I've got to get into the globalist master plan. But we are going to be having that pastor on tomorrow. So kudos to my producer for getting that guest. But that soon, I said, get me that guest. But we're not going to talk about it right now. Because, frankly, we're talking about why they want to shut us up. Yeah, they're moving, folks, to shut off free speech. I hope you understand that. I mean, it's on every front systematically they're butchering the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And we may be coming down to a time when we've got to physically fight. I hope that doesn't happen. But they're going to punch first. And if it does, so be it. We'll be defending America here in the homeland against these usurpers. Talking to Dr. Doug Rocky and a caller here, Cliff, in Utah. Cliff, tell us about this doctor again and this 1980 publication about mining and different particulates, because obviously uranium is mined. What he was saying about DU, give us the publication date and the name of the doctor again there, Cliff.
Yeah, the doctor's name is William S. Kirk, K-I-R-K, and it's the Bureau of Mines Bulletin 671. and it's a 1980 edition of Mineral Facts and Problems. And it tells it all, and it gives the government organizations that's all involved in it and a whole shot. I mean, Dr. Rocket, you need this, sir.
Yeah, I definitely do.
Okay, it's the U.S. Army Medical Development and Readiness Command.
I work for those guys.
Yep. And also the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Committee and the DOE, and it tells it all in the references here. But he explains everything about the ring, the half-life, the toxicity of it, everything. I mean, it's a must-have.
Yeah, I wish I'd had it before.
I wish you had, too. Now, I gave this to Dave and Joyce. I sent them, you know, just a publication number and that. But if you'll give me a fax number, Alex, I'll fax this off and send it to you.
Sure. Let me give you the fax number right now. It's 512-899-9809.
Okay, I got a fax here, and I'll fax this stuff to you just as soon as I can. And thank you guys for what you're doing, because I was in Nam. I know what the hell's going on. Excuse my language.
Hey, Cliff, both of us were in Nam, and what was horrible just last week, they actually verified that the Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened, that put all of us in Vietnam and trashed all of us with Agent Orange and everything else.
Well, two years ago, we had LBJ on tape when the library itself, his wife, had it released. She didn't know it was in the 3,000 hours, and he's sitting there talking with McNamara about how they staged it.
Well, they also have, you know, what you call, instead of Agent Orange, Agent White and Agent Green, too. A lot of people don't
and
know
Agent
that.
Agent Blue.
Yes. Yeah, I've done a lot of research in that. That's where I come up with this information. But,
well, for those that don't know, dioxin isn't good for life forms.
That's exactly. Thank you, Cliff. You bet, and good luck to both of you.
No, thank you, sir. And again, but I just imagine the good old boy driving around right now, festooned with plastic Chinese American flags made by slaves, festooned with Bush stickers, and they even walk up to me in parking lots sometimes and go, "You're a liar." And I don't understand why they love being conned, doctor.
I don't know either. You know, on this thing of this 1980, and again, it just reminded me, in 1981, 60 Minutes did a major story called On Strike for Their Lives. And this was about all the adverse health effects and everything of the production of the uranium munitions at Aerojet in Tennessee. And that was also one of the things, because all the adverse health effects those production workers had there has been verified all the way across continuously over and over. So as you said, I mean, it's out there. You have to understand, the United States Army Environmental Policy Institute report issued by directive of congressional directive by order of the Secretary of the Army stated you can't reduce the toxicity of DU. They never would have told us to figure out ways to reduce it if it was not toxic.
And we're not talking about toxic.
If it wasn't.
We're not talking about toxic like smoking a cigarette, which is bad, folks, or maybe getting some mercury. We're talking about radioactive, the particulate, and the heavy metal effects.
Yeah, it's horrible. I mean, you know, you can't take tons and tons of radioactive materials and disperse it and refuse to do something. But we do that because, you know, in this country, after two administrations, they're literally above the law, and anybody that speaks up becomes an instantaneous target.
Well, I said that. Bill Clinton set the precedent for just outright total public tyranny and criminality. Bush is exceeding it by light years. Think of what we'll get next. I mean, and all these precedents being set.
Well, it's the same guys through both administrations. You need to understand that. They haven't moved or shifted.
No, you're right. The bureaucracy, the corporations literally have their men in the bureaucracy.
Yeah. Hey, we got another caller or something?
Yeah, let's take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Alex in Mass. Alex, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a dream the other night that I was in the war, and the first thing I was worried about is, oh, no, I'm being exposed to depleted uranium. But so I heard the doctor earlier mention Concord, Mass., and I live right next door. I was curious as to why.
Well, Concord, Massachusetts has a record, and you can go and read all about this or just there, because a StarMet manufacturing plant is there, and there's incredible cancers and birth defects and all adverse health effects in and around the StarMet plant at Concord, Massachusetts. The book called Discounted Casualties, put out several years ago, by a Japanese author, it's available on the web, just go Discounted Casualties, Depleted Uranium, has an entire section on it where all the adverse health effects of cancers and everything from the residents in and around the StarMet plant in Concord, Massachusetts. To me, I find it an absolutely atrocious and horrible irony that the town, the community where our nation was born,
yeah,
is suffering from the effects of this illegal munitions that the United States manufactured without any concern. And it's the same thing as StarMet, same thing as National Lead in Albany, New York, and have absolutely trashed the health and environment in and around the area. I mean, the same thing over here in Jefferson Proving Ground. I got a call Sunday early. I hadn't even woke up yet. It was so early Sunday. They were on Eastern time and I'm on Central time, where they got an entire school just rankled, just full of cancers, right next to Jefferson Proving Grounds.
I know. This is so sick and so evil. Anything else, Alex?
No, thank you very much. I was just curious about that.
All
don't
right,
go
thank
in the military.
Yeah, don't go in the military. You'll get an even bigger serving of it. But, you know, the winds out of the Middle East go right across the middle of the U.S.
Well, I mean, you know, again, I don't know how far the contamination, but it's a gross contamination of everything released during these combat that's, you know, taking care of the whole area. So it's a whole complex mixture.
Yeah, I had never thought about the factories. I knew about the 10 proving grounds where they you know, bomb and strafe and test and practice with these munitions. But, yeah, I never thought of the plants. You know, you mentioned Mass. You mentioned Oklahoma. Where else are these plants?
Well, I mean, we have the big one in Albany, New York, where that's absolutely confirmed, because what happened at the National Lead site there in Albany, near Albany, New York, is the exposure, the contamination got out of the plant. And the U.S. Navy scientists measured it coming in on their filter system 30 miles away, sufficient to cause adverse health effects. Now, the U.S. Navy was trying to measure the stuff coming out of their research site to protect the public, and instead they measured it coming in from the other National Lead site. So it's just a mess. I mean, it's a thorough, total disaster.
And then we've got different areas of the government bureaucracy, you know, blowing the whistle, and then it just gets ignored. Reardon in Hawaii, I'm jealous, I'm envious, I guess early in the morning out in Hawaii. Welcome, Reardon.
Thank you very much. Gentlemen, when I was first introduced to the idea of the You by Alex show, I went right on to the PubMed articles on the Internet and found that there was nothing for either therapy or prevention, which irritated me. And as a research scientist, I took it upon myself to write these things up. So with your permission, I'm going to give a down and dirty prevention and therapy for DU poisoning, and perhaps the doctor will comment on his thoughts on it.
Go ahead.
Okay. Uranium takes two forms in the body. There is the urinal, which is the oxidized, more soluble form, and the uranus, which is less soluble and reduced. Okay, the urinal ions will form complexes with phosphate, displacing calcium in the bones.
That's why my teeth are all breaking off and falling
okay,
out.
Okay, there's that part. And the other thing it'll do is it will displace the magnesium in the hexokinase enzyme, which causes a breakdown in glycolysis, which is why you're seeing the wasting syndrome.
How about that?
Okay, so here's the trick. You know how you take iodine to prevent iodine toxicity from a nuclear accident?
So that only prevents the iodine 131 absorption
right,
in the thyroid.
Right, of course. But in the same principle, you want to take preventatively calcium and magnesium, because that is what the uranium looks like to the body. And if you have a excess amount of calcium and magnesium, you're less likely to absorb the uranium into the bones and into the glycolysis.
That's exactly the reason for my disability and my medical treatment, why the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs has put me on Allendrate at tremendous levels.
All right, so now let me tell you what to do about it. Well, let me back up. Dolomite is a really cheap form of calcium and magnesium. Any of your listeners out there who have loved ones in the military, send them some calcium and magnesium or some dolomite. If they take that on a regular basis, it'll minimize the absorption. Now let's get into therapy. Okay.
Well, hold on a minute. I'm not a doctor or a scientist or you know, somebody who's into the minerals, but it seems to me, though, and I'm not saying people shouldn't try some of this, that you're just going to have the DU sitting in your tissues, and then as soon as you don't have an overabundance of those minerals, it's going to go ahead and migrate into those areas, or is that incorrect?
Well, first, there's two things that happened. What we know from the uranium complex and the weapon systems and how this is done and is formed, and again, goes back to the actual research documents and reports I got when I did all this work, is that we got 53% of this is insoluble and 47% is soluble. And even on that insoluble fraction, some of the stuff, the particulate is so fine and so small that it's actually acts like a gas and it's a solid and it can be dispersed, but you can't remove it. So any type of chelation therapy, unless it's done rapidly, won't even function at all, and it just sits there and you're screwed. That's one of the reasons, again, he's absolutely right. The VA put me on incredible calcium supplements, Allendrate, because of the confirmed decalcification.
Well, we've reached...
Hold on, gentlemen.
We've reached a problem. Dr. Rocky, I don't expect you to stay longer. This guest is bringing up interesting points. Obviously knows what he's talking about. You guys can do five more minutes, or you can punch out now.
We're here.
Okay, let's do one more segment, then, folks, I will get into the other issue, but this is important. Stay there. Reardon, okay, so you can continue to talk with Dr. Rocky, all right? Stay there. Okay, yeah, don't hang up, Reardon. This is important information, and it checks out with Dr. Rocky, so we probably do have a research scientist or doctor on the phone with us. We'll be right back.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage, even on new cars, by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change. So quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight.
And it burns.
And I know that Paul and Larry have been holding for eons, but they're not for our guests, so I'll jam them in after this next segment and then spend the balance, the last 25 minutes or so of the broadcast, getting into the globalist master plan and what their goals are, because listeners keep wanting me to talk about that, and it is important. Where is all this going? Why are they so ruthless? Going back to Reardon, who was calling in, said he's done some research on DU and treatments for it, and Dr. Doug Rocky says that meshes with what the Pentagon did. Dr. Rocky, please continue.
Well, go ahead, Reardon.
Okay, you're absolutely right. Calcium and magnesium are only preventative, not therapeutic. So here comes the therapy. First off, for the inhaled DU, you can get glutathione, which, of course, bonds with uranium as an inhalant. You can put it in a nebulizer. Any compounding pharmacy will make that for you. Okay, the next part.
Glutathione is great stuff, baby. I've done that already.
Right, IV, you can't take it orally. IV, or you do it by inhalation, specifically inhalation for the dust that you brought in that's big enough to get caught in the lungs and not go to the blood.
Well, let's go slowly over this. What is this compound you breathe?
Glutathione is one of the body's main detoxifiers and antioxidants. It's composed of 3 amino acids, which means if you eat it, it gets digested to its basic amino acids. I can send this to you as an email, which has more, you know, more fleshed out. But if you call,
well, it's all checking out with Dr. Rocky. I guess this is something we should have got.
I mean, I've been on the glutathione IVs, and it's been an incredible difference.
Okay, let me add something for you specifically. Glutathione only attaches to toxins in the presence of glutathione S transferase. You've already burnt it all out of yourself. You want to increase it, go back to the old school and do a coffee enema. That'll increase glutathione S transferase, which is what's attaching the glutathione to the uranium. But I can get, let me just finish up the therapy and then we can get the fine points of it. I want to get the basic stuff for the listeners. Glycolysis is going to get disrupted when the magnesium gets displaced by the uranium, which means the person's basically going to starve to death. It's going to look like cancer fast forward. Okay. There are two pathways for generating energy in the body. Glycolysis, of course, is how the body breaks down glucose. That one's gone. You have to use the other one. You have to use the ketogenic pathway. So what I'm going to suggest to you is, when you have the wasting syndrome, go get something called medium-chain triglycerides. They use it in the bodybuilding industry. It's a very, very easy fat to absorb, and it'll go through the ketogenic pathway, not the glucogenic, which means you'll be able to keep the person from starving to death by bypassing the damage pathway.
Well, I'll tell you what you ought to do.
We need to get together. I mean, you know, you're right on the money from everything that I've known and what I've experienced and the treatment that I've been provided. I mean, you're right on the money, exactly.
Well, why don't I just, if it's okay with you, Reardon, can I put you on hold and give you Dr. Rocky's number? You can call him here in about 2 minutes.
Absolutely. I just would like the opportunity to give a real quick, not how it's done, but not why to do it, but what to do for the listeners who've got it. Can I do that real quick?
Yeah, I'm not giving out medical advice here, but you're welcome to
right. Give
us what you've said.
I mean, one thing is real important. Everybody needs to understand. You know, I mean, he's talking about here some things, but no matter what you're doing, you need to go and see a proper physician, get diagnosed and receive medical care from a regular medical doctor, occupational medicine preferably, that's licensed wherever you are, where they get
thorough. But I will say this to Reardon, you know, it's checking out with Dr. Rocky.
What he's saying is right on the money.
Exactly, but if you'd like to credential that out of the goodness of your heart, Reardon, and email it to us as your view and your prognosis, then I'd be happy to post it as your view and your comments on InfoWars.com where millions of people could see it. But in closing, because we're almost out of time here, I want to thank Dr. Rocky for coming on the broadcast with us. I want to get him back up in the near future. I want to commend him for all that he's been doing. But finish up what you were saying, Reardon, real fast.
Absolutely. Okay, so what you need to do is you need to convert this from the reduced to the oxidized form. Quick trick, get in a bathtub with some Clorox water in it. That'll go from reduced to oxidized. Okay, then you want to, it's a little complicated. Then you want to add it to a new bathtub, a bunch of baking soda. That'll complex the ions, and then pour the water away, and then you do the chelation. If you oxidize it, and then you solubilize it, the chelation will then work, not before.
No, I get what you're saying, even as a layman, but I think it's hard, it's bad, I think, to speed over it, and I know you want to tell everybody, so why don't you just codify it into some type of a report, and I'm gonna put you on hold now, Reardon. We appreciate your call and give you Dr. Rocky's number. Is that okay, Doctor?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, sir, I want to thank you for coming on, and I think we're winning the fight against these bastards, against these creatures, excuse me. Try not to call them by their true name. And I really appreciate you coming on with us.
Well, thank you much, sir. And it's, you know, it's the whole thing. This is about truth and everything else and ensuring our military personnel have the medical care they've earned. But more important, that our military stops the use of illegal weapons and quits contaminating air, water, and soil.
Exactly. On 3 continents, 4 continents that we know of now. God
Absolutely.
Bless you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. Bye-bye. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. A lot more coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sometimes getting older can be a real pain in the back. Lower back aches, sciatic nerve pain, or that knife in the back feeling is something many of us have learned to suffer through. But now, we don't have to. Gosaka Wedgie uses the same principle used by chiropractors and osteopaths to correct the alignment of the spine by supporting the sacrum and letting gravity do the rest. Simply lie on your back with the Gosaka Wedgie under your sacrum and relax for about 20 minutes. You can actually feel many of these aches and pains just go away. Use the Gosaka Wedgie regularly, and many of these problems just don't come back. Get your Gosaka Wedgie today for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and ask about the next support for perfect spinal alignment, too. Yeah, getting older is a pain, but it doesn't have to hurt. Get your Gosaka Wedgie today. Specify if it's for a man or a woman, and call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and give yourself a wedgie.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
About 27 minutes left. I'm going to take two quick final calls and then try to get some into the globalist master plan. Caller wanted me to talk about it yesterday, and there's never time, but I do want to write a book on it or make a film about the subject, about what their final goals would be, about what they're trying to set up in the final equation. But it's important that we realize that we're just dealing with people that see us as animals, as their slaves, and who have a religion of death and destruction. But we'll talk about that in a few minutes. I promised Paul and Larry I'd talk to them, and they've been holding patiently. Paul in Ohio, go ahead.
Alex.
Hi.
You wanted to talk about their strategy, and I think it comes down to one of the principal strategies, and that is divide and conquer, divide and rule. And you mentioned that a doctor who is talking for the extermination of all white.
Yes.
And last Sunday, well, this last Sunday, I was watching, have you ever heard of Adult Swim?
That is a cartoon program on late on Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network?
Yeah, Cartoon Network. And, I mean, usually it's offensive humor that's, you know, geared towards being funny, but it was very weird last Sunday. They showed their new programming, and it started with a show called Boondocks, which is based on a popular comic strip. And it wasn't really racist. It's just racial humor. It was kind of funny. It wasn't anything too over the top. After that was a new show that just came out called Minority, and it was bizarre.
Yeah, what they're going to do is, listen, here's an example. Hollywood and the culture tells the kids to use drugs, to be involved in crime. Oh, it's so fun. You know, they had the Rebel Without a Cause movie where kids were switchblading tires, and tens of thousands of tires were switchbladed, you know, in the year after that movie came out when it had never happened before. I mean, that's what advertising is. We're a social creature. What we see, we imitate, we duplicate, we repeat over and over and over again. And with the advent of violence on TV, it increased. So now, you see, they tell the kids all be wild and crazy. Then when they are wild and crazy, they have a zero-tolerance policy where they go right to prison, where then they become real hardcore criminals and build widgets for the globalists, displacing the rest of society. So it's a minefield that's unnavigable, that's impossible to get through. Then, and you really hit the nail on the head here, you know, it's the same thing with this race stuff. Everything's racial. Everything's racially charged. Multiculturalism, as it's known now, is really about having racial states and subdivides in America. And then the minute, though, that you're not one of the select groups and you say something out of line or respond to the inherent racism and tribalism of multiculturalism, by the way, it destroys all of our cultures, then you're evil and horrible and you're nailed to the wall. So everything is being charged with it. And it's, I love that at that little clip where the devil in Devil's Advocate, in fact, I want to get that CD and play that clip here on the air, where the devil's talking to his would-be son, Keanu Reeves, and he's explaining how he set everything up where it's almost impossible to not fall into his system, and how he feeds all of our primitive inputs. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah, I've never seen Devil's Advocate.
But, the point is that, finish up what you were saying.
Well, basically the show's about a group of minorities, a Hindu, a Jew, a black, whatever, and they fight what's called the evil of, I think, is Corporate City.
Oh, yeah, they're all in solidarity together fighting the evil whitey, who is corporatism. Meanwhile, corporatism is sponsoring and paying for their program.
And they called this evil the White Shadow, and it was symbolized by an eye and a pyramid. It was just bizarre. It wasn't funny at all, either. Usually these shows are really great and humorous. It was just stupid. Then after that...
Well, do me a favor. Well, see, the globalists don't care. It's not even about making money. They print the money. It's not even about ratings anymore. It is just simply about... look, Michael Savage says, support George Bush... put everybody in forced labor camps, that will defeat the New World Order. I mean, he actually says that. See, that is the New World Order, but they say fight the New World Order with your racial pride.
Yeah, and then after that, they had a show called Squidbillies, and it was all about a KKK rally around a bonfire, and a statue that said Die Whitey on it, and the guy kept asking, what do you think of white people? What do you think of white people? And then they had one white policeman who was talking about a white police state, and how we have so much to be thankful for whites, like Eli Whitney's cotton gin. And, I mean, it was bizarre.
Well, see, the time of the bloodbath is coming. They are, and again, it will be the corporate old banker money who will institute the riots, the race war, and any time you resist it, as you're being macheted, as you're being killed, it'll be, don't raise a hand or you're hateful. As we conduct the plan of San Diego, killing all white males, please submit and show up at the appointed time for us to kill you or you're bad. Thanks for the call. You know, I've said that I shouldn't focus on the news. The news is a very small sliver of the propaganda and the brainwashing. I'd say about 15%. And it's targeting, quote, the uppity, more intelligentsia-type population. And that's just pure sophomore propaganda as well, or twisting or overlapping spin or lying by omission. Different tactics in that whole strata. But you have different brands of propaganda. Oh, they have racist propaganda against blacks on some of the TV channels, very covertly done, to then wed the white watchers to whatever the New World Order program is. And then they'll also give people these messages they like, because whites are now the minority in most major states. You know, all the minorities stacked up together are more than the whites, and you got states like Texas and California where whites are minorities just compared to Hispanics. We will still be the minority as long as whites still hold some middle class wealth. And it's just simply powerful, rich, old whites and other groups literally waging war against the middle class. And if blacks were the middle class, it would be white liberation would be on the national news. But, no, I mean, I've seen similar things. I don't watch much TV. I should. What I do is I read the synopsis of almost all the TV shows out there, and I have seen one of those you mentioned, the synopsis of it. I need you as listeners to write reviews of these shows, maybe even record them and grab screenshots of different things you're talking about. It'd be fun. You could do it. And then email us that, and if it's halfway decent, we'll post it, and millions of people will see it. I mean, right now, we need your help to make InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com better. And who knows, I might not be here 6 months from now, a year from now. I hope to be, but the globalists could, you know, do one of 100 things to me. Or any one of 100 things. And here I am running out of time to talk about the globalist master plan, and I have one more call I promised I'd take. But most of the propaganda is on television, in non-news shows. I mean, I remember my wife one time was sitting there watching Friends, and she never watches TV, folks. And this is probably about 5-6 years ago when she still watched it occasionally. And they just said, it's the New World Order. Get used to it. World government. Ha, ha, ha. And I'm going, did I just hear what I've just heard there? And it's many times worse now than it was. I mean, I turn TV on now, and it is like some hallucination. I mean, it's just pure poison designed to destroy you. And I'm going to explain why in a few minutes. But we're in for rough times, is all I can say. I mean, the globalists can't beat us, the people, together. And they know we're getting wise to them. So see, destroy the corporate white shadow of the devil Illuminati. Kill the whites. Kill them. Burn their cities. And then really they'll just call in the police state to oppress everybody while you're feeling good standing up on top of a burning car or pouring gasoline on a white woman, feeling like you're fighting racism. Die, racist! Die, racist witch! Ah, I'm killing you for the truth. You know, don't you know the Klan feels good when they kill some black man? Die! Die for my race! And it's all Illuminati. And none of it will be decried, though, see. Even decrying the so-called minority-majority racism is evil. You must worship it. Again, I've been criticized by civil rights organizations for criticizing the Plan of San Diego. So what if there's a plan to kill all whites? They're downtrodden. And they actually said this. Don't even say... Someone, I'm going to kill you. Well, that's not very friendly of you. That's kind of racist. Oh, he said it was bad that they said that killing them is bad. You see, they're engineering it. And then after they're done destroying the middle class, they're going to move on. I mean, don't worry. All of us, whether we're black, white, or polka-dotted, we get the little goodies in our vaccines, the little goodies in the air, the little goodies in the food, all the little goodies. All the eugenics goodies. We all get the goodies. All right, now I'm really out of control. I could do 10 hours, folks. I could. Last caller, and I'll just have to do time tomorrow on this. I'm going to spend some time on the globalist master plan, but I just... Oh, now we have Bob Dacey's attempted to vote again. Well, let's find out from him in a second after we talk to Larry in Georgia. Larry, welcome.
Hey there, Alex.
Hi.
Yes, I'm a first-time caller here, man. I've been paying attention to your show for about 5 months now, and you and the Lord has opened up my eyes to what's going on out here.
Well, God bless you, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, when you were talking about hate factions earlier, it's amazing you mentioned that because when I was talking to my older sister and my stepmom when she was talking, they were talking about this Million Man Black March, which was kind of a waste of time to me. Because it doesn't do really anything. Also, when they're talking about this girl who went up there, who's from Spelman, that she came back full of hate, and then they say she was pro-black, and I tell them, my sister, that's the paradigm scheme. They use these hate factions to divide us.
Yeah, they want to keep us all in a Republican Democrat, black, white. I mean, that's how they do it, man against woman. No, listen, Caesar wrote a book about how to control slaves, and this was all whites he was fighting at the time. It was Germans and French, known as Gauls and Visigoths. And he was in there playing them off against each other. It's the same thing.
Wow. Thanks, Alex.
Think about this. All these old white men put on all these TV shows telling you that white people are evil. Now, why is that? They want to get us at each other's throats. And I agree they're evil. Those people are evil.
Got that right. And thing though is, see, since I believe in the Lord forbids me to hate people, no matter what they do to it. Because in the scriptures, I can't remember right now, though, but...
Well, you're to hate evil, but you're to do what you do because you love your family and God.
You know, I try to tell my family sometimes, though, but they don't. They seem to be crazy. That's right. Well, you know all this, that you know.
Well, exactly. How dare you be thinking? I mean, well, that's not just your family. That's many families. But I'll tell you this: I don't think the Million Man or Millions More March is bad in and of itself. I think getting together, solidarity, nothing wrong with black men getting together. And but at the same time, I did watch hours of that because I happened to be on vacation at the time, and it was re-aired on a Sunday night, and I was sitting there watching, and it was a Saturday night. Doesn't matter. The point is, and I did hear a lot of hate, and the question is, why is that acceptable? Because they want to get it going and to get everybody against each other, and you've hit the nail on the head, my friend.
Yeah, you know, and also, you know, sometimes, you know, I go to and fro from work. Sometimes I tell a few people on the train or the bus about who their real enemies are, because sometimes, you know, you get these people who like to bash Bush all day long. They can do that all day long, but it's not going to solve the problem.
So you explain to him that he's just a puppet.
Yeah, I tell him that he's just a puppet. He's not the real enemy.
Well, it's like Dr. Doug Rocky. He thought Clinton was the problem, not helping him with DU, so he went and campaigned for Bush, and then he found out Bush was just as bad or worse. They're puppets.
Uh-huh. And I got your videos, too, and I'll be passing them around as well.
Well, God bless you, my friend, and I hope you keep it up there. Anything else?
Well, yeah, you know, sometimes, you know, but this has been foretold by the prophet Daniel thousands of years ago. It's just now happening.
Daniel is a very important book, and everything we're seeing is prophetic. You can taste it, you can see it, you can feel it. Thanks for the call, and please don't be a stranger to the broadcast. No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right about what you're saying. None of us are safe when this stuff's going on. The globalists openly have programs to make Muslims riot, to make blacks riot, to cause these problems. And then when it does happen, nothing will be done. They'll actually increase the numbers of immigrants and increase the programs to make it even worse the next time. State control then is intensified. I'll ask the question again. Do the defense contractors that own our politicians, like so many pieces of silver in their pockets, do they make more money and get more control if we're in Iraq 1 year and fix everything and everything's great, or if we're there 20 years? The answer is 20 years, 10 years. That's why we've been told we'll be there another 20 years. Actually, Bush has said it's a 100-year war, but one day it's 20, one day it's 12, one day it's 100. I don't know what it is, but the point is we're going to be there a long time. And, see, we all look at the world differently. We see nice, pretty houses and nice, pretty trees and nice, pretty sunsets and happy families and milk and honey and food in the grocery stores is a good thing and independence and happiness, being able to take care of yourself is a good thing. The New World Order, going back 300 years ago, would say it's horrible. You know, they have got too much freedom in the colonies, the British colonies. They could become a problem. Do something about them. So Britain puts all these taxes and tariffs and controls and mercantile systems on the colonies to get controlled, to kind of make them serfs again. And then we revolt, then we get America, and then our own government does a lot of evil stuff. But still, there's areas for freedom to grow, so it's better than the rest of the world. And so 4% of the population on a very small landmass compared to the rest of the world ends up with over half the wealth. Now we've gone from half the wealth just a few years ago to about 30% of it, folks. We're being debased. And you ask, what is it? Who controls it? Well, it's the order of death. They are carrion eaters. They're rotten meat eaters. They eat the dead. Dead societies. The globalists are international. Okay? Now, picture them as an orbiting giant space station. I don't mean that literally, but picture them as the New World Order crowd is international. They're bigger than all the countries. And they're playing the countries off against each other in an endless manipulation to consolidate wealth and power in unto themselves. But it's more than that. The final phase of globalization is to have a worldwide cashless society, RFID, face-scanned, total tracking system. That's the public plan that we're openly talking about here. They're threatened by free humans. So they're going to play us off against each other and manipulate the regions and consolidate and claim, ooh, the EU's hurting us economically. We've got to have an American union. Oh, and then, oh, these unions are too scattered and too uncoordinated. We've got to merge them all into one global union. And then, oh, we've got to be in compact armored cities to stop the bio outbreak. This bird flu is just training for the real thing. And then, oh, the plague killed a billion people. We've got to really be in the police state now to be safe. And every herding into smaller compact systems is for an even greater slaughter and greater culling. And really, the globalists are just sick, inbred, sadistic psychopaths. And this utopia that they're claiming they're going to get after they kill 85 to 95% of us is just a incredibly complex rationale and kind of a religious codex for their nature. These are spoiled, evil, fallen people. Extremely fallen. Hyper fallen is what I call them. And they are, I mean, look at their fruits. DU, deformities, cancer, poison, death. Just stay there. They're threatened by beauty. They're threatened by love.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Look, I wrote a little outline here about the globalist master plan. What they want, total control. What they claim they're going to build, a utopia. How they got to build it on blood. I mean, they even say this. How they will get there, and the incredible electronic cage they're building, and how we can fight it. But I just can't do it justice, and I didn't write enough notes. Sometime this week, I've got to spend a few hours on this. See, I've been really wanting to write a book about this and make a film about it and really just slowly go through all the details. But Bob Dacio, I asked to call in sometime in the third hour to give us an update. He's trying to go in and vote on the Hartinger Civic electronic voting machines that have already been very questionable in the past, to say the least. He went in, and it was in training mode, you know, well, vote on how, you know, should the office chairs have wheels on them? And that article's up there. He'll write another article for us tonight, and we'll post it tomorrow with the update. Incidentally, Bob started writing for the New American Magazine. He's getting a little hoity-toity on us, and he wrote an article about crossroads of the FTAA. I wish you'd told me about that, Bob. I'd link over to it. But see, Bob does some good reporting. You went back in, and were you able to vote this time? Tell us about what precinct and what happened.
Precinct 228 here in Travis County, and I went back a little while ago, and I was able to vote this time. I was very fortunate. I talked to the election judge, who's a fellow I know. He's a neighbor of mine, and it took him 30 minutes to fix the big screw-up this morning, and they had to change out every single one of their machines and that central processing unit all from scratch. But the election judge was very resourceful. He was able to call the first lady who came in and voted, tried to vote and couldn't, and just wandered off. They figured out who she was, and she was a teacher at a local elementary school, so they got her to come back and vote. And then they also improvised some paper ballots because some people said, hey, I can't come back. I got to go to work. I can't come back again. So he took
And then now I guess they'll enter it, but it doesn't matter if they're good guys. On down the line, these things are wide open to be manipulated. We're not even allowed to look under the hood of these things, and it just shows everywhere I look, people I personally know, you vote for one person, it says thank you for voting for such and such. You try to get them to work, they're constantly breaking. I mean, it's just a complete joke.
Well, the election judge was doing his job, and he did a good job of trying to patch everything back together. But the problem is, like you said, the problem is not at that level. The problem is at the programming level. You know,
well, people need to get out and vote right now, even if there's a lot of fraud involved. We at least got to try and go down swinging. They got to vote what against Prop 1 and 9?
Against Proposition 1, against Proposition 9, because those are for the Trans-Texas Corridor and the toll roads. Get rid of 1, get rid of 9. Those are the two most important.
Now, in polls, 90-plus percent of Texans are against these, but watch, magically it may win. Magically. Hey, listen, I appreciate you coming on, Bob.
Okay, Alex, I appreciate it. You take care.
You bet. Always, it's 98% are against, but it magically won. All right, I'm going to stop being stupid. Didn't cover a lot of the news, covered a lot of it. Back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. And I just really appreciate all of you as the listeners out there. I'm very thankful for our AM and FM affiliates. I'm very thankful for our sponsors, for the folks running the show up at the network, for my wife, Violet Jones, to everybody. You make the show possible. And remember, if you believe in what we're doing and getting the word out and telling the truth, support the GCN Radio Network, the Genesis Communications Radio Network. I heard some scallywag the other day down here in Austin claim they founded Genesis. That is the biggest lie I've ever heard in my life. Ted Anderson founded Genesis. When you hear stuff like that, folks, you got to run the other direction. Oh, I'm sorry. I just had to say that. I've been boiling over that. I'm not going to put up with anything, any more of the garbage, folks. Bottom line. You want to go? Let's go. By the way, I have made 12 films, and you need to get them. You need to make copies of them and get them out to people. We're carrying a lot of new books and a lot of new videos. Go to Infowars.com and be sure and investigate what we have to offer. Get them. Take advantage of all these new big specials we're offering. I mean, just insane deals. And get the word out. I mean, my T-shirt's as low as $9.95 a piece. It's all about getting the word out. Infowars.com to order or 1-888-253-3139. I'll see you back tonight and back tomorrow. God bless you all. Get out there and take on the New World Order. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.